We turn now to Kyla Pasha. She's a lecturer at a university in Lahore, Pakistan, and she's been spreading news of the past week through emails and her own blog. We reached her by phone this morning to find out how Pakistanis, especially young Pakistanis, are getting information now that TV news is blacked out. Hello.
Hi.
So how are people getting the news? Sounds like I'm saying it is through blogs and emails, that sort of thing.
Blogs and emails are one part of it, but there's also a couple of websites that are streaming the news that is blacked out, which is to say the blacked out news goes outside of Pakistan. They capture it in some way, YouTube, and then they put it on their websites. And so we are getting news, but not directly from television.
Does all of this alert people to such things as demonstrations or other actions in the middle of this state of emergency?
Most of the demonstration alerts are actually going out through SMS on phone. That's also a bit safer, but more to the point, it's much more immediate than having to stop at your computer.
Has there been any attempt by the government to crack down on the internet or these sort of text messages, phone communication?
Not so far, thank God. The internet seems to be fairly free, though I'm predicting that if this emergency continues on in the way it is, that soon they will turn off the internet. So it's a bit unclear how the government is feeling about the freedom of information these days. It's not keen on it, but it doesn't want to clamp down completely.
Just finally, what is the most, I guess I should say, interesting thing that's occurred in terms of communication?
The internet is being used by students, and students have not been politicized since the 70s. So that's sort of the amazing part. There's this thing called the Emergency Times, which is a pamphlet and a blog, and that's how they're getting information out about student protests and everything. That's probably the most remarkable thing, that the internet is so key.
Kyla Pasha is a university lecturer and blogger in Lahore.